Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schluss for Avi Mori and Imi Morasi Sheyichyu. And the schluss Moshe Ben Peshadina, Ryan Sorba and Moshe Mordechai, the Bracha Batzlacha, Choma Seyedeim, Rafuas, Rashi Zelik Ben Arschana, Saraleya, Basirifka. It says in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuvov Amid Aleph Tan Rabbanan Zochar Yisom Shabbos Lekatcho Zochar Yala Yain B'Knisa So Ein Leila B'Layla B'Yom Minayin Tan Lam Zochar Yisom Shabbos Lekatcho B'Yom Mayim Mevarech Amir Rav Yehuda B'Rei Pri Agofen. So the Gemara says from the Pasuk of Zochar Yisom Shabbos Lekatcho that we should remember Shabbos on wine when Shabbos comes in. I only know night, what about day? And the Gemara learns from the same Pasuk of Zachar Yisrael Shabbos Lekatcho that we have to be Mekadesh Shabbos B'Yom as well, not only at night when Shabbos comes in, but by day as well. And with the wine, and the but that by day is the Rabbanan, but Akopanim, we're Chayiv to say Kiddush at night, and by day as well. And the Gemara says, what bracha do you make by day? Rav Yehuda says, B'rei Pri Agafen. So we'd like to explain the inyan of Kiddush Shel Yom. And we're going to do so based on the Sefer Nosan Piri on Maseches Avi Pesachim, on Perek Avi Pesachim, Daf Kuvov Omer Aleph, and Daf Samach Zayin Midape HaSefer. So the Shaila that Harav Gishtetner Zatzal was asked was somebody who's Motzi Es HaRabim B'Kiddush Shel Shabbos B'Shachris. So somebody's making Kiddush for the Oilam, as they say, and he only drinks a little bit of the wine, but he doesn't eat his Suuda there, making it a Kiddush b'makom Suuda. He doesn't have a Suuda, he just has, right, we're supposed to have the Suuda with the Kiddush. He just drinks wine. Are other people Yotze with this Kiddush, since he himself wasn't Yotze? You're only Yotze Kiddush if you have Kiddush b'makom Suuda. He wasn't Yotze Kiddush because he didn't have Kiddush b'makom Suuda. So are other people Yotze? Gam yesh listapek, if he made a bracha of Brei Pri Agafen, he didn't drink at all. Only those who heard drank. Are other people Yotze with this Kiddush? Another Shaila, when he already was Yotze Yedei Kiddush, and now he wants to be Motzi B'nei Beiso, does he have to drink from this kos? And how much does he have to drink from this kos? So we have a number of Shailas related to Kiddush, and that is going to be a springboard, a segue, as they say in Spanish, to a discussion of the nature of Kiddush. Says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and of Chavtes, Amar Aleph, Tani Ahava Derei Berei Derev Zeira, Kol HaBrachas Kulan Afesh Yotzen Maitzi. All brachas, even though a person was Yotze, he's Motzi others whenever you have a Birchas HaMitzvah. Afal Pisha Yotzen Motzi, we have a din of Arvus, that even though you're already Yotze, you can be Motzi others. Why? Zakter Rashi. Because Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh B'Zeh. We're all responsible for just not just a nice NCSY drush that people can lock arms and feel connected to each other. That's also beautiful. But it also has halachic ramifications. That Alpha Pisha Yotzi, and already Yotzi, Motzi can be Motzi others. Except for Berchas Alech and Berchas Hayayin. The brach on bread, the brach on wine, Rashi says, other brachas that are not a chova, Birchas Hananin, brachas of pleasure, of eating and drinking, that you can't be motzi others. There, Shim lo yotze motzi, miyotze no motzi. If you haven't been yotze, you can be motzi others. If you're already yotze, you can't be motzi others. So now Rava asks, Birchas hamlechem shel matzah, in other words, the bracha of alachilas matzah that you make before you eat the matzah, the bracha that you make before they eat matzah, what bracha do you make before? You make an alachilas matzah. That's a bracha on the mitzvah. You also make hamotzi. Or birchas hayayin shel kiddush hayom, so the hamotzi of the matzah. And the b'rei pri agafen of kiddush. Mau. So zokt Rashi, that when it comes to matzah, alachilas matzah, that bracha, and the kiddush bracha, mekadish yisrael, he mentions the yant of kiddush bracha. Lo tebailach. Not a shaila, because it's a chova, and you got to make those brachas, a mitzvah. You're motzi others. The shaila is, Birchas HaMotzi and Birchas HaYayin, the Birchas HaNen within these Birchas HaMitzvahs. Because Rashi says that these brachas are only coming because Lofi Shamavarach Tzarech Shiyitom, the one making the bracha has to taste. And he can't be Nana without a bracha. And if he doesn't taste, then he's got to give it to someone else to taste. So there has to be some eating over here. So the question is, since this bracha comes in the context of Birchas HaMitzvah, this Birchas HaNen comes in the context of Birchas HaMitzvah, and it's necessary for the Birchas HaMitzvah, do we say Af Pi Sheyatzei Motzi? Kevin the Chov Hu Mapik, since it's an obligation, you can be Motzi others, you got to make this bracha. Or maybe no. Maybe the bracha is not a chova. It's a birchas hana. It's a birchas hananin. And it's birchas hananin. And about birchas hananins, we don't say, afal pishi yatsa motzi. The Gemara says, I'll tell you. Toshma, Dam Ravashi, Ki Avin and Bey, Rav Papi, Avim Akadishlan. Ravashi says that when we were in the house of Rav Papi, he would make Kiddush for us, and if he motzi us yidei chova, Chiyavasa, Risei, Midavram, when his sharecropper come from the field, hava mikadish lehu. He'd go back and he'd make kiddush for him also. So it's muchach. It's clear from here that the bracha of yayin of kiddush and the bracha of lechem of matzah, well, here we're talking about kiddush, you can make again. Avo Pishi Yatsi is already Yotze Motzi. He could still be Motzi then? Like the Sfasema says, it's clear to the Gemara that they didn't make the Berachas Hayayin on their own. Ad kan mi divrei Gemara, so you see that in Berachas HaKiddush, we say Avo Pishi Yatsi Motzi, even in the Berachas HaNenin part of Kiddush. Now we have to be Ma'ayin. That the Gemara concludes that even Birchas Hayayin Shel Kiddush Hayom, we say Afa Pisha Yotze Motzi, was that dafka said in the Kiddush of Leil Shabbos and Yomtiv, that you make the bracha of Mekadesh Shabbos or Mekadesh Yisrael, and there we say that since you are Motzi, your friend, the bracha of Kiddush, which is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, so too your Motzi in Birchas Bar Priya Gofen, that Bar Priya Gofen is secondary to Birchas Kiddush, it's ancillary, it's nitpeles to Birchas Kiddush, and it also becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's incorporated into the under the rubric of Birchas HaMitzvahs. This Birchas HaNenin turns into a Birchas HaMitzvah. But maybe the Kiddush Shel Yom, what about the day Kiddush, Shabbos morning, that all there you have is Ikar Adin Brei Pri HaGofen, which is a Birchas HaNenin. Maybe we don't say Af Pi Sheyatzei Motzi. Or maybe no. Kiddush Yom also, you're Motzi, Avshi Yotze. Even though you're ready Yotze, you can make it again. Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. On the Gemara there he says, Boy Rach, what Birchas Alechem Shel Matzah, Shetzarech Levarach HaMotzi V'Alechilas Matzah, Birchas Yan Shel Kiddush Yom, Shetzarech Levarach Birchas Yan, Birchas Kiddush Yom Mahu, Mi Amrin Kevin Nechov U'Mapik, Odilma bracha lav chovi. So what does he say? He says, Shel Kiddush Hayom. For the fact that he says we're talking about brachas Yan Shel Kiddush Hayom. In other words, you're making a Bray Pri HaGofen, and you're also making Kiddush Hayom. So he understands, Pashtus HaGemara is talking about the night Kiddush. Having the Gemara that he was motzi his arisim in Kiddush, and the Rabbeinu Chananel understands he was motzi them in the night Kiddush. Because there, Borei Pri HaGofen is batel to the Baruch of Kiddush, which is the Berachas HaMitzvah. If Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't have held that way, he should have said that the Berachas HaYayin of Kiddush Hayom is going on Shabbos morning. But he understands, like Pashas HaGemara, that it's talking about Friday night Kiddush. That's also the Pashtus in Rashi. Rashi also mentions the bracha of Mekadish Yisrael Vazmanim. So that doesn't tell us anything about the day Kiddush. Maybe the day Kiddush we don't say Alf Bishiyatza Motzi. However, Tosfos is mashman not like that. Tosfos, meaning not like that, but Tosfos learns that it even works for the day Kiddush. That's Tosfos in Pesachim and Afkuvav Amir Aleph. There the Gemara is talking about Kiddush Shel Shabbos Shachris, where all you have is a Birchas Hanenin, and nevertheless it's Pashut to Tosfos that the one making the Baracha doesn't have to drink. Now, but Birchas Hanenin, if you don't drink, you can't be Motzi. So how can Tosfos say that you can get away with not drinking? Let's see the Gemara inside. Gemara says, "Biyo my mevarich, what bracha do you make by day?" For the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda bar Priagofen. And the Gemara tells him, Maisa, Rav Ashi ikla l'mechoza. Rav Ashi chanced upon mechoza. Amrulay said to him, Likdash lan mar kiddusha rabba. Please make for us kiddusha rabba, which is the morning kiddush. Havulay, they brought him a kos shel yayin. They should make kiddush. Sever mayinu kiddusha rabba. Rav Ashi didn't know what kiddusha rabba meant. We know it because we know the Gemara. But he didn't know this Gemara yet, because the Gemara was written after this happened. So do they call Kiddusha Rab because they're also Mevarech Mekadesh Shabbos? Or all they make is Borei Pri HaGofen? And there's another reason they called Kiddusha Rab. So Amar Michti, Kol Brachas Kolom Berachas Borei Pri HaGofen Amri Bereisha. Ben Kol V'cho, anyway, first you have to make a Borei Pri HaGofen. So you know what I'll do? I'll make a Borei Pri HaGofen, and then I'll see, based on the way they act, if I'm supposed to continue with Mekadesh Shabbos. You can tell when people think you're finished. If they drink immediately, Zil! You know that there's no other bracha. And if they don't, I'll make Mekadesh Shabbos. I'm a Borei Pri HaGofen, V'agid Bey. He said a Borei Pri HaGofen, he was Marich. Chayzli Savin Gachman Vishasi saw an old man that bent down to drink. And he understood that dust is dust, that's all you have to say. Karyan Navshe, he called himself the Pasuk, a Chacham Einav Baroshe. And a Chacham has eyes in his head. In other words, you have to look forward. Fractisvis, wait a second. It says that the Mesubim are not allowed to taste until the Mevarich tastes. So what on earth is going on over here? That they're eating. This guy's drinking before the Mevarich is tasting. It's Saba. Vishlemer nadafka ba'amotzi shtzarech lecho. That's dafka ha'motzi. Le'yifra sadim prusa lorechem le'ken oichel imayim. When you yourself have to eat, like it says in Rosh Hashanah 29b, you have to eat, so Memela, the Mevarech has to eat first. Aval Kiddush, she'en chovel lishtos la Mevarech, ein sarach lahamdin. Kiddush, you don't have to drink. Hoo-hoo. Kiddush, you don't have to drink. This is like, this is great. You see that Kiddush, there's no chiyuv to drink. Kiddush, there's no chiyuv to drink. And therefore you don't have to wait for him. And therefore this Saba could drink first. Tosfos holds that even in the morning we say Af Bishiyatza Motzi, because you don't have to drink yourself, you don't have to partake yourself. You could be Motzi others even without you being Yotze yourself. So how are we to understand this machlokes between Rabbeinu Chananel, who holds that it's talking about the night kiddush, and Tesis, who holds that it's talking about the day kiddush? That Tosis holds that even in the day kiddush we say Alf Bishi Yotze Motzi. So maybe it's Talib is so din kiddush b'shachris. The Rashbam writes in Psachim, in the name of the Sheultas in Parshas Yisroel, Sheultan and Dalid, Asoi Kasa Decham Rav Ruchei, Umishtei Mishim Kovet Shabbos. The Chalik B'midas Shabbos L'midas Chol. Shuin Yin Shir, Shein Omrim Shirel Ala Yayin. You bring a kosa of a cup of wine, and you make a bracha, and you drink because of Kovet Shabbos, to distinguish between the measure of Shabbos and the measure of the weekday, which is an inyan of shir, shein omrim shir el ala yayin. So it's mashma that the ikra hakiddush el shachris is shtias hayayin, she'olav omrim shira. So that's the Rashbam, Psachim Kuvav, in the name of the Sheiltas. I love this, Shira. That's the drinking of the wine. It has to be Shiradik. In the Sheiltas, the Gira says, Asuya Kasa Dechamra, Uvruch Ebrei Pregaf, and Umishta Mishim Kovet Shabbos, Menon Dala Yain, Moshur Menachem Ariyechen, Minayin Shein Omer Shira El Ala Yain, Shein Rotom Lar Gefen Echdalti Estiro Shem Asamech Elokim Panashim, and Hashem Yisamechu, Deshasulei, Elokim Mama Samech. It says wine. You only say Shir Ala Yayin. The Pasuk says wine makes God and humans happy. If it makes humans happy, how does it make God happy? The answer is the Shira. And what's the Shira, says the Sheiltas? This is the original Sheiltas. The Rashbam is basing himself on Shira of Nesachim. And Mazutra says, Einar Makiddush Yom El Ala Yayin Aroi Li Nasech Al Gabi Mizbeach. It's mashma again that the kiddush is the etzem shtiyas yayin, which is roi l'shira. The bracha, which is a birchas hanenin, is not begeder shira. The shira is the wine, the drinking of the wine, which is roi l'shira. However, the ran in Psachim Kuvav Amar Aleph writes that kedusha de laila havi doy raisa mishum de havi b'knisasa mishum de kavod yom adif mi kavod laila rocha chomim lasis biyom zecha le kiddush v'hainu bari pri agafen v'sulo shehu aschol as kiddush al laila, that the kiddush of the night is doy raisa because that's when it comes in. You have to sanctify the day when it comes in, but because kavod yom is adif mi kavod al laila, the rabbis decided to make during the day a zecher l'kiddush because of chashivus of kavod hayyim, and that's the bari prayer gofen v'sulo, and that's it. Shu aschol as kiddush halayla. That's the beginning of the night kiddush. Lefi ze yotze, what does it come out from the ran? That the etzem amiras bari prayer gofen is begeder kiddush, because he says it's aschol as kiddush halayla. It's not like we learn from the Rashbam, from the Sheiltas, that it's the wine that's the Shira. That's the Kiddush. The Kiddush is in the wine. Etzem Shtiyas HaYayin is the Kiddush. No, it's the Bracha. And so it appears from the Rabbi Magid, Beper Koftas Mechel Shabbos Lecha Yud, who writes, Shebiyom Eini Yochel HaKaddish Ala Pas, Shebelayla Shum Maskir Kiddush Sayom. Ika Dai Heker Bekach, Alkein Makadish Ala Pass, Abel Biyom Shein Heker, Elik Shemavarach Bar Priya Gofen, Koidem Asuda, Shalokadaka Buchol, in Balakadish Ala Pass, Eze Heker Yesh Kan. It's Mashma from the Rabbi Magid. This is Perak Choftes, Mirshab Salocha Yud. She Etzem Asiyas Birchas Bore Priya Gofen, Koidem Asuda, Shalokadaka Buchol, Hua Kiddush. It says during the day you can't be Makadish on Pass, because at night you mention Kedusha Sayom. That's a Heker. So you can be Makadish, you can say Amoti Lechem and Aretz, you make the Kiddush on bread. But Biyom, there's no Heker. The only Heker is that you're making a Brei Priya Gofen before the Suda, Shalokadarka B'chol. So you're Makadish on Pas, what does it look like? You're just making a regular old-fashioned Hamotzi, a regular weekday Hamotzi. So again, you see that the Iker here is the Bracha, the Great Prayer Gofen, and not the wine. So now we can say as follows, that if Kiddush is the Shtia, like Ein Omrim Shirei El Ala Yayin, that's his mashman, the Shiltis, so it emerges then that Birchas Brei Priya Gofen is not Begeder Kiddush at all. It's only a Birchas Hanenin. Because the Iker of Kiddush is the Shtia, not the Bracha. It's the Bracha, it's the Birchas Hanenin. So if you're not Nene from the wine, can't be Motzi others. Because Brei Priya Gofen doesn't have a Dinner Birchas HaMitzvahs. It's a regular Birchas Hanenin. That's where Rabbeinu Chananel holds. And therefore only at night Alf Bishi Yatsa Motzi with the Brei Priya Gofen. Because then the Brei Priya Gofen is incorporated into the Birchas HaMitzvah. But Das HaTesvis would be like the Ran, the Rav HaMagid. That Kiddush of Shachris is the Amiras HaBracha. Because that's the Haschol HaMeah Kiddush HaLaila, like the Ran says, or like the Rav HaMagid says, there's a Heker. You don't normally make a Brei Priya Gofen before the meal. So therefore, there's something special about the bracha. The bracha has a din kiddush, and therefore its din is like birchas hamitzvahs. And that would be therefore if, even though you're not nene, you could still be motzi other people, because it has the status of birchas hamitzvah. In the morning, the Brei Priya Gofen has the status of a birchas hamitzvah. It's a schalas kiddush alayla. At night it's a Birchas HaNenin, but it's incorporated into the Birchas HaMitzvah. So maybe it has the status of the Birchas HaMitzvah. In the morning, that's all you got. So maybe it itself is a Birchas HaMitzvah. And you can offer Pisha Yotze Motzi, even though you're not shrinking yourself. Or you're ready Yotze, you can be Motzi others. And Rabbeinu David, Maseches Pesachim, that's Nitpas Mechadosh, he writes that the Kiddush of Shachris is Be'etzim Shtiyas HaYayin. And the footnote there, he says the Maram Chalav also says this in the Meiri. She'ein Zakde Rabbeinu David, She'ein Bracha Shel Brei Priya Gofen Zu Ela Shiadam Koveh Sudaso Ala Yayin B'Shabbos V'Yom Tovim. Karno So Kiddush Shesomech B'Sudaso Moshe Somchano So Ala Kiddush V'Mnoi Ma'akein Lo B'Suda Rishona Shal Yom Utzarech L'Varach Be'er B'Gofen Ela Afal Suda Shnia Shlomi Toras Kiddush Mamashi Ela Shetoymar Kvar Yotza Choyvas Hayom V'Kiddush Mamashi Shetomar Shekvar Yotza Choyvas Hayom V'Kiddush. So the Kiddush in the morning is Be'etzim Shtiyas Hayayin, that you're drinking the wine, you're being koveh suda ala yayin. And therefore he says that since the whole vort is to be koveh suda ala yayin, so it's like a regular birchas hayayin shim yatsa ein omotzi, and it's like the birchas hayayin of kiddush shalfi shi yatsa motzi, because since here it's the etzem hashtia, so it's like a Birchas HaNenin. It is a Birchas HaNenin, and we don't say Af Pishi Yatsa Motzi. Okay, so that's in line with the Yeshiltas. So we have some Rishonim here. We obviously are not finished yet. We have a lot more to say. And I would like to be Mevar in the next Shir, these halachas from the Shulchan Aruch. So Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully see this in the next shir. B'li neder, Hashem yitain et hakoach v'et hamoach v'et hasimchas chayim. V'nizkeh lilmod u'lelameid lishmor v'lasos u'lekayim es kol divrei salmu toroso v'yahavo. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.